after you've had your fun in the sun at the Preakness this weekend, Sunday you can cool off and enjoy what Baltimore museums and historic neighborhoods in Baltimore have to offer, and that's a lot. Starting May 19th, it's Baltimore Museum Week, and joining us to talk about that is Doreen Bulger, the director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Doreen, great to have you today.
I'm delighted to be on the air with you.
So this is exciting on a couple of levels. Not only will we as residents get to sort of participate in museums we look at all the time and probably haven't been in a long time, but you're going to have all these museum professionals from all these different countries in town as well.
It's very exciting. We're expecting about 5,000 visitors from 64 countries, including 200 Chinese museum professionals. So it'll be a very exciting moment. And I think it's great for those of us who live here all the time to be reminded of the great museum community we have here in the city. And certainly there's just a lot on the plate for people who are interested.
So let's talk about some of that. I know that there's some free admission offers and buy one, get one free and that kind of thing. How can we find out about it? It runs all week. Just to kind of touch on some of the museums.
Well, you can find out about it online at baltimore.org/museumweek. The offerings are really very rich. There are going to be free and discounted admissions to museums throughout town during the course of the week. There are even some very special behind-the-scenes tours that are educational but also a lot of fun. People will be able to find out how exhibits come to life at the museums, at the BMA or the Walters, the B&O Railroad Museum or Fort McHenry. You can also participate in something called the Six Word Project. We're doing this wonderful installation down at the Convention Center, and you can participate even online and describe your most memorable museum experience in just 6 words.
Oh, cool.
It's very cool.
And so that will be like turned into a sculpture of some sort?
It will be turned into a sculptural installation with the 6-word statements of people in the community and throughout the nation joined together in one big place.
Doreen, when you look at sort of the museum culture in Baltimore, how would you say the health of it is right now? Are people, new people discovering it? Are you having young people get excited about it and interested? How would you gauge that?
Well, I think this is a challenging time financially for institutions across the nation, but I think we're very lucky here in Baltimore because we have a supportive, collaborative museum group that works together and jointly tries to promote the good work being done by ourselves and all our colleagues. And I think we have a great rising generation of prospective museum visitors, members and donors. We hope to interest people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s in continuing the great tradition that was established in Baltimore when these museums were founded 50 and 100 years ago. So we're looking to pass the reins to the next generation of enthusiasts.
All right. Well, this is a good week to get them excited about it. Doreen Bulger, director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, thank you for joining us to talk about and celebrate Baltimore Museum Week, which begins on May 19th. And we'll put a link to your website on our website, WBAL.com. Thanks again, Doreen.
Thank you.